Okay, this is the Sunday afternoon open session of the Pacifica National Board. It's starting at 1:36. I'll ask our secretary, Afia Wangaza, if she would please call the roll.
Okay, Shram Agmir.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Joseph Wanzala is... Sean O'Brien is absent. Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
Summer Reese? Rico Ross?
Present.
Bill Crozier? Alberto Lawera? George Ryder?
Here.
Richard Uzel? Nia Bediaco?
Present.
Kathy Davis? Jennifer Jaeger, Alex Steinberg,
you had to take George to the airport,
Alonzo Brown,
here.
Campbell Johnson,
here.
Campbell Johnson, Kimri Orendorf, Marcel Reed,
here.
Jim Bennett is absent. Ifeo Wangaza present. We have a quorum, Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
We have 2 minutes apiece. This is the public comment section. Monroe, you're up first. Monroe here? Okay, we'll put him on when he comes back. Don DeBar, you're up first.
Hi.
Bill will hold up this to give you a warning of 20 seconds.
Okay, so...
It beeps when the time's up.
Starting now? Okay, hi. Welcome to New York and have a nice trip home. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get here before now. The two things I want to speak to, one, from the WBAI area, the rent still hasn't been dealt with here. The finances of the station are in worse shape than when the people came in to rescue from prior management. I think that speaks for itself. I spoke in April of last year, July of last year, April of this year, before this board, and offered numerous times to review the lease and to help you guys devise an exit strategy, and so far no one's had the time to discuss that. I've been doing title insurance real estate for 40 years now, and there are ways out. I've read the lease. That's first. Second, a very serious problem with, you know, for people that want to speak to the people that need voices in this country became apparent when this network was taken over, in that once it was taken over, those voices were, you know, purged basically from the network, and there was no countervailing place to allow those voices to be heard, and also no countervailing space to the money that's corrupted the politics of Pacifica for people to organize against it. WBAIX.org is offering to all banned and fired producers across Pacifica space on airtime, and to contact me about that, WBAIX@yahoo.com. Again, WBAIX@yahoo.com.
Thank you. Gabriel Corin.
Thank you. I try to be short so I read from my notes. Okay. I like to read the 10-point plan to save WBAI. One, safeguard the historical local autonomy of the WBAI transmitter and programming. Two, hire community-minded managers, protect producers' self-expression, reinstate removed dissenters. Three, pursue a capital campaign to purchase a WBAI facility, develop vigorous off-air fundraising programs. Four, actively build listenership among a new generation of activists. Five, reinforce connections which were lost, connections with grassroots groups and community media. Expand outreach events. Six, protect locally based programming for peace with justice. Seven, restrict campaign spending for local board elections. 8.
hold national convention to improve Pacifica bylaws, including mandating diversity. 9. Honor the labor contracts with the unpaid and paid staff unions. 10. Demand transparency for local and national board meetings. Expand public participation. Return to open membership on local board committees. And finally, I like to say that if WBEI continues on its current path, it will no longer be the voice of the voiceless, but the voice of the petit bourgeois. Thank you.
Marquez Olson. Marquez?
Listen, if anybody wants to rush, let them have the mic because I have all the time in the world.
Okay. That's true.
Okay, thank you. And good afternoon. Yesterday I mentioned that Pacifica should be respecting the workers. Today I'm going to speak about the listeners and also the workers. It's kind of distressing to me that management mentioned that they are right now negotiating with Gary Knoll to bring him back, a guy who has advocated the boycott of BAI that's partly responsible for the financial problems that we are facing right now, and also one who is presenting health misinformation, deadly misinformation with his thesis about AIDS. Okay, so what the listeners need is sound advice to help them maintain their health and not deadly misinformation. And so we should respect the workers, not promote the kind of deceptive advertising that the guna that's BAI seem to be following. And also I think that we are promoting right now some right-wing ideas that are that's not what our listenership need. Our listenership needs sound, political, progressive ideas so that we could participate fully in the struggle to uphold democracy and bring America, take America forward in a progressive path away from the destructive path that it is now, that does not respect people, that deny people their rights, both for economic and political freedom. Thank you.
Thank you. Fernando Velasquez.
Some people among the Pacific insiders, even listeners and programmers, seem to think that Barack Obama is the reincarnation of Frank Delano Roosevelt, and quoting the late Howard Zinn, Barack Obama is not FDR. And the only reason FDR stole the ideas from the Socialist Party for the New Deal, there is no proposed alternative idea from the Socialist Party now to enlighten Barack Obama, or there's no grassroots organized grassroots movement in the streets aside from what happened yesterday in Washington, D.C. that Pacifica did not broadcast, I'm sorry to say. I'm here to remind you that there's a few very good radio programs produced by African Americans in Los Angeles. Some of us are brave, Freedom Now, that they have been cut in half with no respect, with no process, with no evaluation, and that really, really sucks for a progressive organization to do this. I hate to be the one voice that reminds you what you're supposed to be doing, but somebody must do it. Brothers and sisters, we come here. Some of you argue that you are defending the interest and using listeners' money to fly you over here, to feed you while you're here, to pay for this hotel. Do a service to the listeners. Do not deprive them of such a great program, and please don't.
Thank you. Bob Letterer.
Well, first I want to address the way that
this board has probably had more executive sessions than any board in history, and is blatantly violating the provision in the bylaws that you have to report out what happened. Now, yeah, you want to say something? Go ahead.
No, you're correct. I forgot to do it.
Well, please do.
There were two motions that were passed. One of them involved the transfer of funds from PFW to the National Office account. These funds had been used for severance pay for their general manager. And the other one was a motion in support of Arlene Engelhardt's efforts based on the principles of recognizing union seniority, recognizing differences in skill levels, and not making any unnecessary changes in programming for the KPFT budget changes that have to be made. KPFA budget changes that had to be made. So you're quite right, Bob, and thanks for reminding me.
Okay. So I'd like the time to be started again. So
yes, sir.
First of all, that is a very rare exception to the pattern of the last, I don't know, at least 9-10 months where there has been no report out or the most cursory simple thing. So that has to change, number one. Number two is that the example you just gave about the policy guidelines for handling layoffs, there is no excuse for doing that in executive session. That is a policy question. And, you know, we don't need to hear the discussion of which person will be changed to which job, but we do need to know the criteria by which layoffs will be decided. And that's exactly the kind of thing that this board and over the last 2 years really has been slipping more and more into a pattern of saying, well, that could raise some personnel issues, so we've got to do that confidentially. And it's just phony. There is no excuse. And this is actually, some of you at this table were part of fighting against the old board in the 90s that did exactly this sort of thing. And in fact, there were lawsuits that ultimately were successful in settling the suits and reconstituting the board based on that abuse. And another abuse which you're doing, which you've fallen into the old pattern, is having public comment on Sunday at the end of the meeting when it's too late to affect anything. That was a classic trick that the old board did, and you're doing it again, and you need to watch that more and more you are following the same patterns, the gag rule, the purging, the secrecy, the refusal to report out. It's really showing that this board is taking Pacifica on the wrong path, and, you know, we see the changes at KPFK. That's the harbinger of what's happening to the network as a whole. Marginalize communities of color, marginalize the most radical voices, and bring in, as Tony Bates said yesterday, is coming here at BAI, bring in mainstream, well-known voices on a strip program basis in order to supposedly reconstitute the listener base and restore the funding. And if that's the direction this board is going, then you're going to have a lot to answer for.
Thank you. Jim Dingham?
Yes, I'd like to address several questions. In New York, there has been a debate about the nature of the premiums, but I personally feel that this issue has been with the system for the past 30 years. The same debates that are going on in New York right now about the nature of the premiums, the issue of the heavily dependence on health premiums, the sort of questionable nature of some of the political assertions in these premiums, this argument occurred in the early 90s. The same kind of arguments. And what was the solution back then? The solution was that the bottom line is that we knew that 60% of the money came in from health premiums, which I think is the same situation now here in New York. So this question leads to a wider question, is what is the nature of the audience that's listening to the station? Back then, it was 0.3% of the listenership in New York. That's what the Arbitron ratings were. Now it's 0.01% from what I hear from people who've actually seen the Arbitrons. Now, one can take that with a grain of salt. The average age of listenership here is 62 years old. There are little to no young people coming in to listen to the station, and I have a feeling that's repeated throughout the whole system. So the issue of the premiums, I think, gets into a wider question of the fiscal stability of the whole system, because with such little amounts of people actually listening, what percentage of them can be drawn to pledge to the station? Now, one thing I did see that was positive, I've gone in for the past year, manned the phones during the marathons. First time I manned the phones, and it repeated itself again and again, one out of three or one out of four people calling were complaining that they had not gotten premiums. Same situation existed 20 years ago, I should add. Now, the last premium, last marathon, it was 1 out of 15, which is a great positive change. So I think that these issues have to be really addressed and thought of. And the main problem is, how do we create a new situation here in this system that can take advantage of the fact that people no longer listen to Pacifica for alternative information? They go to the web, Comedy Central, and other things. What do we do to change this? Because nothing's being done.
Thank you. William Heerwagen. Heerwagen.
Hello, William Heerwagen, New York. Both the as I said yesterday, both the recalcitrant LSB motion and the violence at LSB motions will be used politically in Pacifica's hostile environment. By hostile, I mean exaggerating the misinformation and outright fiction espoused for years by the current board majorities, known in New York as List Prague, ACE, and Independence. Double standards are used by board chairs, such as WBAI's LSB chair, who yesterday had to shout out, personal attack, when somebody said something he didn't like. He repeatedly ignores or says, I didn't hear it, I didn't see it, abuses by his cronies at the LSB meetings, but will name his opposition people for minor speaking out of turn and things like that. Their board members currently, let's see, well, the board chair misses them. I've personally witnessed and been cursed. There's been, the three LSB members have cursed at listeners or participants in the audience, and he never happens to hear it. The people always get away with it. And then the gentleman who just spoke, who I've never met in my life, 5 or 10 minutes ago, said came in, knew my name, cursed at me, used several profanities and all kinds of horrible stuff. They come up here, they talk calm, like they're very intelligent, calm people, and they're just, you know, they're not even fit to be in the same room with most of us here. This is so sad. And I just think we need to realize that there is a gag rule, there is purging, there is banning, and this is ridiculous for Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you. Lawrence. Lawrence?
Oh, last year you guys were great. I loved it.
Semper Fi, Sarge.
Sorry, I was taking a nap. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK. And I think you should take the Abitrons with a salt mine, not just a grain of salt. Okay, I want to continue reading. Some of us are brave. You have that documentation. There's an appeal to you, the Pacifica National Board, and also the ED, Arlene Engelhardt. Please read that document because it speaks loudly to the balkanizing or the balkanization of black and brown programming at KPFK. Some of Us Are Brave was moved to a slot right after a prison show. Why is it that a black woman's show, that was that an unconscious one to make that move to place a black woman's show right after a prison show? I don't think it was. Likewise, Home From Home, which is geared towards immigrants and hosted by, I can't pronounce her name, airs for only 30 minutes. Immediately before Freedom Now, which was abruptly moved to Saturdays at 5:30 p.m., which removed Noticias Pacifica, a long-running Spanish language news show, to a weeknight. So we ask that you immediately reinstate Some of Us Are Brave to a one-hour time slot, increase the time for the Prison Justice Radio show to 1 hour, should the producers desire that. Immediately state reinstate Freedom Now to its one-hour time slot. Immediately rescind Ian Mass's one-hour slot on Sundays, Harrison's additional 1 hour on Wednesdays, and Lila Garrett's Connect the Dot, new extra 30-minute show. I think it's inequitable. Yes. Okay, because I see you looking at me like you're going to address
well,
me.
Well, he was holding this up, and you were.
Oh, he was holding it. So. Okay. Well, I like to end that from there, but I like you, Ms. Engelhardt, to really consider doing some sort of intervention, some sort of mediation, and the Pacifica National Board as well to do some sort of mediation, and that we also call for a moratorium on all programming changes throughout the network.
Thank you. Bernard White.
He's parking.
We'll put him on if he gets in time. Vajra Kilgour.
I want to second what Bob Lederer said about this board and the people that has put in power at various stations. Repeating the abuses that we saw during the 2001 coup. There was a lot of, you know, these elected boards were advertised as a way of preventing that from ever happening again. But it was clear even at the time, before LISPROG was LISPROG, it was the Elections Committee in the Concerned Friends of WBAI, and it was clear at the time that they were angling for an electoral coup. And in fact, people who were from places where there had been military regimes spoke of that group, who are now in power, who got what they wanted. They got an electoral coup. They got it hugely by means of false propaganda. They said, well, they're just like the colonels who are just waiting in the wings for the generals to be deposed so they can have their turn. Well, now it's their turn. And basically the same abuses are occurring. We come and we say, look, this, 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 and this. And it's like talking to the wall. The ideals are no longer there. The spirit of the place has gone flat. The spirit of the place has gone flat. Despite what you hear about people all happy in the hallways, the spirit of the place has gone flat. And you're not going to be able to revive it except by letting go of this insane level of control. Because the only way to have complete control over anything is to kill it. Jeffrey Dahmer could explain that to you. And these folks are well on the way to killing this radio station. Now, I don't want to say it's hypocritical of Steve Brown to talk about people being vitriolic and hateful and yada, 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 because that would imply that there was some ideal he was falling short of. But it is so cynical that it's breathtaking. This is a guy who mounted a monsterization campaign of Bernard White that was a successful, a monsterization campaign of the Justice and Unity campaign, who are some of the best people I have ever met. And it was very successful, and the result of it is that even if these stations stay on the air, they will not be Pacifica.
Thank you.
You all killed it.
Camille? Yarbrough? Serene Roberts? Delphine Blue? Is Serene here?
No, I signed up after you, actually. You're ahead of me, Serene, and your name was...
I don't mind being last. I just...
We're going to take them in the order they're here, Serene. You're next. Serene, you're next.
I'm asked to be last.
What's your name?
I want to be last.
I'm not
speaking. I can't take it now. We don't have time, and I don't have time. Serene, I've got the list here, and she signed up after you.
I signed up after you, Serene, so you're not last.
I'm sorry, but we take them in the order that they're here. If you don't want your time, you can refuse it. You did, and somebody wrote their name after you, and we take them in the order that they're here.
Today, in case anyone's interested. Don't start timing me until I start speaking, which is what I think happened last night. There's so much to say to you people on the board. Who's timing so I can keep it? Okay. Do an honest time, Bill. Okay. A couple of things. Mr. Cohen, who's the chair of the board here in New York, his number one ranked candidate is Teresa Palmer, and I believe I wrote to all of you about this. So you must be aware that although there's a prohibition against listener candidates being on the air as soon as elections begin, which was June 1st, this woman has been given at least 4 hours of airtime pitching since June 1st. In fact, well after nominations closed on August 3rd and 17th. That is beyond corruption. The program manager, program director, engineers, all of them are responsible for that. But I'm sure since they're your friends, that will be allowed to pass. In fact, one of them is here. That will be allowed to pass as well. It's interesting how the standards are applied within Pacifica. And Cohen is also the guy who, as chair of the LSB, regularly disappears items he doesn't like off the agenda. They just go. He's the guy who called two rather prominent black women in New York, Nellie Bailey, who has been doing housing activism work for decades, and Gwen DeBrow from the Mumia Coalition. He told them that they were sucking at Bernard's breast for comfort. All this because, in fact, they took a position opposite to his, and Nellie would not simply heal when he said, but I was going to get you a show on BAI. You don't want to back the other side. David Beaton, whom I heard being praised, is the guy who said, well, between him and Sandra Rawline, and I sent you guys a quote, but I'll send it again. If female dogs are bitches, what are house N-ers? Cats? And this is the guy who I was hearing being praised yesterday by someone who claims to have some support in the black community.
Is that time?
That can't possibly be time. I did, in fact, send you guys a letter about the number of horrible flaws within the recent election, the current election in WBAI, where staff people, up to 40% of staff people, weren't even sent ballots. And the process for notifying people if you don't have good addresses for them was not followed. It is obscene that 40% of the staff that management will allow to vote, which is different from 40% of the staff, 40% of the staff that management will allow to vote haven't even been sent ballots, and the NES refuses to address that. There are bylaws that apply. You guys need to ensure that the bylaws are being followed. Having an independent contractor, let me finish the sentence, having an independent contractor will not protect Pacifica from a lawsuit if, in fact, you know she's screwing up and you allow it to continue because it favors your friends.
Thank you. Delphine Blue.
Thanks, Serene.
Please give her the opportunity to speak. She gave
I would like to say welcome to New York. I have mixed feelings about the governance bodies of Pacifica and my station, WBAI. Nevertheless, welcome to New York, and I hope we can move forward. I want to say that I am disturbed by a number of the premiums that we've offered recently. One was called Core of Corruption. It cited an episode of The X-Files as proof of its theories about 9/11. I think that that's just not factual enough for the level of programming I would hope to hear on WBAI. I'm also very disturbed by the Kevin Trudeau premium, which I think asks poor people to fork over $300 for the promise of becoming rich, because Kevin Trudeau can convince them that, you know, if they follow his training, they can manifest things. I have nothing against positive thinking and encouragement for human beings to succeed, but I don't think this is the way to achieve it, and I think it is beneath the standards of what we should be offering on our airwaves. The other thing I wanted to say was that I am very confused about the legality of someone who was formerly management of WBAI running as a local station board member. I do not think that, I really just don't see how that could possibly be something that is legal. And finally, I just want to say that I would like to see some changes in programming. I strongly favor local programming. I don't like hearing California programming on WBAI. We had no coverage of the recent MTA fare hikes, the closing of St. Vincent's Hospital, tornadoes that happened in this part of the world, which are very unusual. I want to see more local programming on WBAI. Thank you.
Thank you. Mitchell Cohen is our last speaker.
Well, I'd like to start by remembering an anti-war activist in New York City who died yesterday, a young guy. His name was Michael Schenker on the Lower East Side, and I just wanted to remember him for a moment here. And some of us knew him. He was instrumental in War Is Not the Answer and in other, and in invading the UN and taking it over with a bunch of folks. And he was in his 40s, and it's like, phew. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the website and our concept of radio, the Pacifica website. It seems to me that we need to redefine what we mean by radio and what our role is a little bit more. I know that you're probably doing that, but there, especially the affiliates and the five stations put on incredible shows, yet there's no compilation of them anywhere. So if there could be on the website by category, anti-war shows from around the network, or shows about political prisoners from around the network, or music shows or whatever it is from around the network, broken down by category, that would be a huge help. And it, not only from the five stations, but from all the, especially all the affiliates, which I think, I know somebody said yesterday that the five stations are more radical. I think in listening to some of the affiliates that they're much more radical than the five stations in a way. And we should try to incorporate them. And in fact, while I have serious problems with concerns about the election process here, I do notice that there's a much more savvy group of people who are election coordinators who may not be good in elections, but who certainly know how to do websites, and we might be able to use some of their skills further in helping to develop this capacity on the Pacifica website. Thank you.
Thank you all. I want to thank particularly.
Monica Mueller is here now. Yeah, she's here, and then I want to be the last.
Traffic is horrible. There's a huge.
I'll be short.
Monica, you've spoken enough for the next call.
Listen, I allowed you to
speak.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I see. That's fine. Go ahead, Camille.
Good afternoon. This is not my area, really. I mean, I'm a performance artist and a writer, but it was because I am that I was attracted to WBAI years ago, way, way, way back. It was such a joy then. There were all kinds of ideas coming across. There was such freedom then from all sides. And I hope that we can recapture that, because I think it has lessened. I'm with the Justice and Unity Board. I'm on there, and I'm very honored to be there. And I hope that in your decisions, when you decide which way you're going to put your energies, that you keep in mind that we are in a world which is, seems to me, turning on itself, where greed is there around us, surrounding us, taking control and hiding truth and justice. And I'm saying here that whatever you decide, it has to be not driven by fear, and I'm not putting something on you, but I'm saying the world is driven by fear right now, it seems, and untruth. They say it's spin, but it's not spin. And so I want to listen to WBAI, and I want to hear all kinds of ideas coming freely, and not those putting others down and barring people from the station. I think that is such a tragedy. And so we must stop that. We must let freedom and justice and unity come. We should be unity. There's a little poem that I wrote some time ago. Justice is not about one of us. It's not about two of us. It's about all of us, the me and you of us. It's about family. And when we start thinking more as a family, with our weaknesses, that's all right. With our strengths, that's all right. But let us be unified. Let us be a family. I thank you for giving me this time.
Thank you. Monroe?
I don't know if Bernard White's not here yet again, parking his car. I wanted him to speak ahead of me, but I agree with Ms. Yarborough. I love everybody at WBAI, even if they, like Serene, she has a certain way of judging my shopping bag. I'm advertising for Dwayne Reed. I have a Flex member or whatever it is that they... anyway, I'm doing points there. But the point is, please, people, you'll be replaced, of course. You can always say, well, whoever succeeds me, you know, that... Do you know, Kathy Davis, that Reverend Lawrence Lucas was on your program and the rape program on the Thursday of the LSB meeting, and he was on for 30 minutes, and the point, at least. And the point is, he is a candidate for the latest LSB, and he knows he's not supposed to have a lot of airtime. he went on and expounded about how evil the ACE people were.
Let Monroe speak.
How evil the ACE people were, but I see them only as evil as the JUCers are. And it's part of, as Ms. Yarbrough says, it's all part of the human experience. And it depends on who your friends are and this and that. But I try to be down the middle. In other words, I want to see both sides, all sides, and so on. And I say Ralph Nader is our only hope. And I was just conferring before this meeting or at the end of the executive session that if I can get Ralph Nader, if I can convince this great man to become a part of WBAI for the good of WBAI, for the good of Pacifica, for the good of humanity, for the good of the United States, although I hope the policies of the United States change. So I say to you, please, we have to do things. Thank you. I don't know.
I want to thank Nia Bediako for. Could we have a moment? That concludes listener comments. I want to thank Nia Bediako for the fine job she's done in organizing this meeting. The logistics were beautifully handled. I want to thank the drivers who met their commitments and are have been responsible for getting us here and back. Anybody else I've missed that ought to be acknowledged, Leah?
I'd like to acknowledge the actual drivers. I can't see that far, but I know Jeff was here earlier. Serene Roberts, William Heerwagen. And Seduzo.
Yes.
I didn't see him.
It's all right. He's picking me up at 4. I'll tell
him. Right, Seduzo. Yeah. So I'd like to thank them for their cooperation.
Okay. Thank you all. This meeting is adjourned.